Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
My daughter's wedding is coming up soon. For months, she's been shopping for just the right dress, picking out the cake, deciding on decorations, sending out invitations, and all sorts of things. Putting on a wedding is not as easy as it sounds. It takes endless decisions, lots of cooperation, and hard work. I'm sure the family putting on the wedding at Cana in John 2 had it worse than we do, though. They had to throw a party for several days. I can't imagine trying to plan and pay for food for an entire town for 5 to 7 days worth of feasting. Talk about stressful. They probably didn't send out invitations like we do, but guess who was on their guest list? Jesus. And he turned out to be more than a plus one. They invited his disciples, too. In fact, the guest list ended up being a bit more than they could handle. But I bet they didn't know that they were inviting the Messiah, the Son of God, to the wedding. Or that this simple Galilean wedding would go down in the annals of history and be recorded in Scripture. They just had no idea, did they? But we do. And when we have weddings, we should definitely invite Jesus, not only to be a guest, but to be a participant. And we should invite him not only to the wedding, but into the marriage itself. Maybe we could send him a formal invitation that says something like, "Mr. and Mrs. Scott Early request the honor of your presence at the marriage of their daughter. And would you please stick around after the ceremony and accompany them on their marriage adventure as long as they both shall live?" I guess we can't exactly send him an invitation in the mail, but we could pray for them that the Lord would be an integral part of their marriage and lead and guide them as long as they live. That's what loving Christian parents are supposed to do for their children, pray for them. But this concept can apply to all of life. On a daily basis, we should be inviting the Lord to be involved, to not just be a passive observer in our lives, but to control our thoughts, actions, and attitudes as we go through our day, to make us a light to shine for Him in the darkness around us, to use us to build His kingdom and reach out to people with His love and compassion, to fill our hearts with joy so that it spills over into the lives of others everywhere we go, to guide us in making decisions and growing in holiness and righteousness. That's a lot of inviting, isn't it? So we have a lot to pray for. But what we need most is His presence with us every day. Will you send the Lord an invitation today?
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.